All right, anything that's on your mind, we'd love to discuss now at 938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Anything that you'd like to discuss, we've got open phone lines to start things off today.
Hey, can I jump in, though, because I did post something up on Facebook regarding the animal cracker story that we were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So Moo Crew survey this morning, on a scale of 1 to 10, how ridiculous is this? Activists, PETA specifically, have convinced Nabisco to change the packaging for animal crackers. Apparently, they found a defense that the animals would appear to be caged. So now the animals are free-ranging. So the question that we have for you is, do you feel better that you're eating free-range animals, crackers, or is this ridiculous? And so far, 100% have said absolutely ridiculous. 10 out of 10, right across the board. One even made a reference that I clearly don't understand. But anyway, someone seriously is concerned about a box of cartoon animals, please. So far, Dave, it's 100% saying 10 out of 10 ridiculousness.
There you go. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
It is a good morning. I'd like to salute my friend Harley Dalkey at Porcupine Plain, who introduced me to walleye fishing using live frog for bait.
Okay. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a big boot here for Trudeau. You know, he's running around calling people racist, and now one of his own caucus members, the very same one that brought in the Islamophobia law, has been caught funding an anti-Semitic group for the last 2 years, and all that little princess can say is she didn't know. What a joke.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Well, I would agree with the people with animal crackers.
Exactly.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. For that guy using frogs for walleye fishing, it works great, but unfortunately it's illegal. About 10 years ago we had that drought, and the frogs almost disappeared, well, pretty much disappeared, and it's now illegal. Ever since, it's been illegal to use them. So.
Yeah, well, he's just calling to stir the pot. He doesn't do that at all.
The frogs are not happy with that at all. As a matter of fact, we had to, several frogs had called in to complain.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, they're 1.5
All right, 938-0600, toll-free, 1-800-667-3727.
This, trying to stir the pot, is that what you're suggesting?
Some people, that's the way you roll, whatever. You know, I see that the whole idea of mine maybe is starting to get some leverage. It was on our Your Say idea on CJWWRadio.com. That is combining both the provincial and municipal dates.
For elections.
Putting them both on the same day.
And so what's the results here?
Well, the results were like, that's not a bad idea.
Is that right,
Dave? There's more people that were coming around to my idea.
That's not a bad idea.
There's a few people that would suggest that I'm still in the minority of thinking on that. But
can I ask you a question? Because you made a comment that I find interesting. That's not a bad idea. Is it a good idea? Or is it just not a bad idea?
Well,
because if it's a good idea, then I'd be behind it. If it's not a bad idea, then I'm kind of wishy-washy on that, Dave.
I'm just thinking. Think of the money we would save.
You are thinking outside the box.
And the voter turnout, outside the ballot box, if you will. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Anyway, I got a big boot for the justice system right to the Supreme Court of Canada and Trudeau. This thing with the Bronco thing is going to go on for a long time. It's going to go for years, maybe 2 years. Before anything's done. So bring back the justice system, put him in the jail for the rest of his life. He knows what he's done.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. To Dave, I'd like to say, how does his wife and kids like their new pillows if he forked up enough cash there to pick them up?
Well, he's sleeping like a dream, aren't you?
I'm fine. Kids don't get into my pillow. It is my wife's and my pillow.
That's right. You got to draw the line somewhere.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to boot that thing about the animal crackers not being caged. That means now we have to walk around with super-duper pooper scoopers.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I have a couple salutes, and I hope that you can do this for me. Nobody has given thanks or good work or good jobs to the lifeguards of Saskatoon and the outdoor pools. They work hard. They work with us old people and the young people. They're amazing. And one particular pool is Mayfair. And on the 14th of July, they had a Hawaii Day, and two policemen were there working out with the kids and doing stuff, and they were amazing. So let's salute them today with all the good and hard work they have done.
Hear, hear.
I agree. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It may not be too early to salute our future prime minister. It may not be just sheer luck that we get rid of Trudeau. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. You guys were talking earlier about those Canada geese coming into town.
Yeah.
I would just like to boot all them stupid birds. I was driving down Highway 16, and I hit one of them in my windshield, and now I got a giant quack in my windshield.
Okay, good morning, Boots
and Salutes.
Is there
something in the water?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning. This I never thought I would say this, but I actually have to salute Trudeau for digging his hole in so deep. He was in Quebec the other day, and a woman asked him when he was going to reimburse Quebec for the money that they have been dishing out for the illegal immigrants, and he called her racist and intolerant and said she did not belong in Canada. How about that?
938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And kidding aside, someone that I know very well has an extreme phobia of hitting a bird when they drive. Like, extreme. To the point that if there is a duck or a goose or a bird within, I don't know, probably 10 yards, 30 yards of the highway, they will honk their horns on the highway to keep the bird away.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how it's worked, but so far so good, I think. Morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Concerning that Trudeau mentioned in the paper about $22 billion for poverty for the next 12 years, I think Trudeau should take that money out of his own bank account. I think he's got that kind of money.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Oh, hi. I'm just wanting to make a salute, please.
Go ahead.
Can we salute a business in Saskatoon?
No, we don't do salutes or boots for businesses, just because, to keep it fair for everyone.
Okay, sorry.
No, that's all right. And you can do it for us on Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. People, be thankful what you got. I lost mine 9 months ago today. So be thankful for your husbands and your children and everything else in this world. Thank you.
And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.